morning. This coming Shabbos, Parshas Yisroi, is also the Shabbos of Matan Torah, the Kriya of Shavuos. The Sfarim say that in certain ways we can grab more of Matan Torah this Shabbos than even on Shavuos, being that it's now read in the Torah, and the Torah is the Ma'alim and Azman. In fact, we see, as mentioned a few weeks ago, that the Haftarah of this Shabbos is on a higher level than the Haftarah that we read on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we read from the Navi Yecheskel, who saw Malachim with four wings. This week's Haftarah is Yeshaya, who was before Yecheskel, on a higher level than Yecheskel, who sees the Sheish Knafayim, the six-winged angels. As the Gemara says, that Sheish Knafayim is higher than Arba Knafayim, as the Gemara tells us. Sheish Knafayim is Kisha Isim Yisrael Ritzayna Shal Mokayim. Arba Knafayim is Kisha Ein Yisrael Isim Ritzayna Shal Mokayim. Interesting that we should be reading about the Sheish Knafayim this Shabbos, and yet on Shavuos, when Matan Torah actually occurs, we're reading about the Arba Knafayim, which is the lower level. And one of the reasons being that this is the fifth week of Shoivavim, these are the weeks in which we are working on the Tikkun of Shoivavim, as mentioned throughout the last few weeks. The levels that we reach this Shabbos can be very much higher than that we reach even on Shavuos itself. And as the Svarim say, the Sheish Knafayim are connected, the six words of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei Le'olam Voed. And as it's interesting, the Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusei is said when a person makes a bracha levatola, as it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, Nuchas Birchas HaPeiros. That's the phrase that we are to say when one accidentally, or even intentionally, or not knowing, whatever, said Shem Hashem, which is actually based on a pasuk in this week's parasha. He says Shem Hashem Elokech Lashav as part of the Aseres HaDibros to some degree. So we see that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa is a tikkun for that which is Levat Hola. And during these weeks, when we are working on the tikkun of the Pagam, which is Levat Hola, the tikkun is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa Le'olam Voed, which is what the six knafayim that Yeshaya sees in the Nevuah of this week's Haftarah represent. The question is, why was Yisroi Zoicha, that the parsha that has in it the giving of the Torah, which is the purpose of the world, the reason why the world was created was in order that Klal Yisrael and Makabel the Torah 2,448 years after the world was created, which is in this week's parsha. This is where it all begins. Yet the name of the parsha is not Torah, the name of the parsha is not Matan Torah, the name of the parsha is not Kabbalah HaTorah, the name of the parsha is not Vayishma, which is the first word, but Yisroi. Why should Yisroi have this great schus, that this great parsha, which has in it Kabbalah HaTorah, Matan Torah, is named after him? And there's a machlokes in the Gemara, did he come before the giving of the Torah, did he come after? Rashi says, what did Yisroi hear? Vayishma Yisroi, Mashmu Hashama Uba. There are three opinions in the Gemara. What did he hear that actually caused his uprooting from Midian, going into the desert to receive the Torah? One opinion is he heard Kriyas Yamsuf. One opinion is he heard Milchemes HaMolek. One opinion is he heard Matan Torah. Rashi brings two, Kriyas Yamsuf and Milchemes HaMolek. We can understand that Kriyas Yamsuf was certainly an amazing event that would cause someone to stir, to change their life, perhaps. Not everyone did. Shamu Amim Yergozen, and then they went right back to sleep. But Vayishma Yisroi, Yisroi did something about it. But why is Milchemes HaMolek a reason for Yisroi to want to come? Why isn't Kriyas Yamsuf sufficient? Or even if Kriyas Yamsuf is sufficient, what exactly happened by Milchemes HaMolek? Amalek was not totally wiped out. Vayachlesh Yehoshua es Amalek v'yas Amalek lefi Chorev. Amalek still exists. What does Milchemes HaMolek have to do with Yisroi's arrival in the Midbar? We find in this parasha basically three topics. The topic of Yisroi, Matan Torah, and the preparations for Matan Torah. And at the end of the parasha, we learn about the Mizbeach, and that the Mizbeach, made out of stone, is not allowed to be cut with any barzo, with any metal. Like Sivna Eshen Gozis, Ki Charbecha Hinafta Aleha Batachal Aleha. As the Mishnah says in Midos, the Mizbeach was Nivra, the Ha'arich Yamav Shaladon. The Mizbeach, the purpose of it is to make peace. Barzel, which is metal, which is a weapon, which is used to kill, to maim, the opposite of peace, does not belong on the Mizbeach. What does all this have to do with what do these topics have to do with each other? As mentioned in previous years, but we'll take a different route tonight, Yisroi is a Gilgal of Kayin. And this is brought down in all the Sfarim, and the Magal Amukas, and the Shalah, and the Arizal, Ba'arichus, Yalkut Ruvaini, and others, Paneach Raza, that discuss the fact that Yisroi is a Gilgal of Kayin. As the Pasuk says in the Haftarah that we read last week, V'chever Hakeni Nifrod Mikayin. It's actually a Pasuk Mefurish, Kemat. Chever Akeni, Chever is Yisroi. Yisroi had seven names, one of them is Chever. Separates himself from Kayin. In our parasha, Yisroi is no longer Kayin. What does that mean? Yisroi had seven names. Reuel, Yeser, Yisroi, Choyvev, Chever, Keni, which is the same letters as Kayin, and Putiel. Rashi brings the seven names at the beginning of the parasha here. Chazal tell us each of the names, what they have to do with Yisroi. All of them are very praiseworthy. Reuel, as it says in the Sefri, Rei Akel, he's a friend of Hashem. Choyvev, he loves the Torah. Chever, he becomes a friend. Yeser, Yita, Parsha, Achas, B'Torah. Yisroi, an Ois Vav is added to his name. L'chashen, Izgaya, Hesifalai, Ois Achas, Al Shemai. Putiel, though, which is only mentioned once in the Chumash, once in the entire Tanakh, in fact, in Parshas Va'era, where it says that Elazar ben Aharon, Lokach, Lemi, Benois, Putiel. Putiel, which is actually a dispute who Putiel was Putiel Yosef Shapitpeit B'Yitzroi, who fought against his Yetzer Hara, or is Yisroi Shapiteim Agolim La'Avodah Zarah? He fattened calves for idol worship. And that was what happened when Pinchas, who was an Einikol on one side from Yisroi, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, Pinchas who comes from Putiel, after Pinchas's zealotry, after the Kanois, after he killed Zimri, there were those who mocked him and said, he's the grandchild of Putiel, of Yisroi, who fattened calves for Avodah Zarah. So Putiel doesn't seem to be a positive name. It seems to be a derogatory name. And we're talking here in the parasha of Yisroi coming to Har Sinai, joining Klal Yisroel, rectifying himself after he had gone through every single idol worship in the world, as Rashi tells us, there was not one idol that he didn't worship. Very unhappy man. Very mixed up, sort of. Constantly straying from one idol to the next, until finally he finds his place here in the parasha. Why should we even mention that his name was Putiel? Why remind him of the fact that he used to fatten calves to Avodah Zarah? We know that Adam's two children, Kayin and Hevel, Kayin was Yisroi, Hevel is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe is the Gilgal of Hevel, Yisroi is the Gilgal of Kayin. One of the reasons why Kayin hated Hevel and was jealous of Hevel and eventually kills Hevel was because Hevel was born with a triplet. Hevel had two sisters in one pregnancy, and Kayin had one. Kayin was jealous that Hevel had an extra sister. Wasn't enough that Kayin married his own sister, his own twin sister, but he wanted Hevel's triplet as well. So he kills Hevel for the Te'oima Yisera, for the extra triplet. That triplet is Tzipora, as the Arizal says. Yisroi returning Tzipora to Moshe is Kayin returning the triplet to Hevel. And there, Yisroi is rectifying himself. He's now misakeing what he did wrong when he was Kayin. But let's take a look at what Kayin did. Who was Kayin? What was his chait? And how do we relate this to Shoivavim, the time that we're in now, which Parshas Yisroi is always one of the weeks of Shoivavim, and as we get closer to the Tikkun, because we already finished the 4 weeks of Shoivav, of Shin Vav Beis Beis, and now we get into the Yud Mem, which the Yud Mem really is only the plural of Shoivav. The connection is very simple. Kayin was a poigam. Kayin fell in this area. The Gemara says about other Marishan that the 130 years that he was Pirish Me'ishtai, he was also Nichshal, and for that there was Golus Mitzrayim and so on, as the Mekubalim talk about. But Kayin is really a poigam brisa in the and the ultimate way, he kills Hevel. This pagam is equated to Ritzicha. It's equated to murder. One of the reasons why abortion is usur is because it's Hashchas Hazer, even for a guy. And that's what Paray wanted. Paray said, Kol ha-bein ha-yiloid ha-ya-oira tashlichuhu, which is b'gematria Shoivavim Tat, because the tikkun of Shoivavim Tat is to rectify the Kol ha-bein ha-yiloid ha-ya-oira tashlichuhu. Kayin, the first murderer in history, is the first Poygame Bris. The first one to be Mashche Zera is Kayin. In an open way, he kills Hevel. And Rashi tells us on the Pasuk, Koil demei achicha tsayakim elai minho adama, which incidentally, it's really interesting. This pasuk is quoted by all the Sfarim concerning this pagam. That one who is nichshel in this pagam, it's demei achicha tsayakim elai minho adama. That's what's crying out to him. His own future zera. Tsayakim is begamatria kufresh yud, shoyvev. And Rashi says, what was crying out to Kayin here? Domai v'dam zari Yosef. The future Zerah of Hevel was lost because Hevel was killed. So there's nothing from Hevel anymore. What Hevel could have brought into the world, what he could have produced, is gone because Kayin kills Hevel. The Bnei Yisoscha tells us that whenever it says Ovoin in the Torah, Ovoin, Ayin Vav Nun, it refers to that sin. Pagam HaBris, Pagam HaLoshain. That's Ovoin. And he says that Ovoin B'miluoi is B'gematria 248. Ayin, which is Ayin Yud Nun, Vav Vav, Nun Vav Nun, is 248. Because one was Nichshel on this Pagam, it affects all 248 organs. The first time the Torah ever says the word Ovoin is by Kayin. Vayomer Kayin El Hashem, Godoil Avoini Minasoi. My sin is so great that you can't forgive it. He's actually questioning Hashem. But here the word Ovoin is used, because what Kayin has done here is an Ovoin. Kayin, therefore, is the first true Poygam in this area is Kayin, the first Shoivev. Yisroi, who comes back to the world to rectify the chait of Kayin, Yisroi is the tikkun of the Shoivev. Yisroi is the first one to really go through tikkun Shoivavim. Yisroi changes himself. Yisroi turns himself around, even though Yisroi had these tendencies, because Yisroi is Kayin. Yisroi was born with the tendencies of Kayin, but Yisroi works on himself, and Yisroi totally transforms himself from a poygame to a shoymer. He's no longer a poygame. And this we'll see in the parasha. The Sfarim tell us that one who is nichshal in this area, and this is, listen, we're all... I certainly am not fit to talk about this, but this is something that it's during the weeks of Shoivavim, so we speak about it. The one who is nichshel in this area is affected because it causes depression. Depression actually causes this chet, and chet brings to depression. This is brought down in all the Svarim. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Letayva yevakesh nifrod." A person who's by himself, he's a nifrod. He's not sociable. A person who's like a hermit, one who doesn't deal with other people, that's the person that the Yetzer Hara starts up with. It's very important for people to be sociable, for people to be ma'uriv ma'briya, to be part of a tzibur. Kaas, anger, is a sign of someone who is nichshel in this area. Bal machloikas, as all the Svarim speak about, is a person who is nichshel in this area, because it's one and the same. One who is nichshel in Lashon Hara, one who cannot get along with other people, one who is nichshel in Pagam HaLashon, this leads to these pogromim in general. And Kayin was the first, we see clearly, who was a very angry, hateful person who could not get along with his own brother. They were just born. Like, they were born a few days before this. And Kayin is upset that his carbon is not accepted. But we know what it says in the Zohar, what it says in all the Sfarim, the one who was nichshel in this pogrom has a problem with his tefillahs. His tefillahs are not niskabel. One of the reasons that we say after davening, Netzor l'shoini meira usifasai midaber mirma, is that our tefillahs should be niskabel. Hashem sfasai tiftach ufi agit tehil asecha, that despite that our mouths are not yet pure, we have not yet rectified ourselves the way it should be, still we ask Hashem to accept our tefillahs. But one was nichshal on this pagam, the tefillah is more difficult to be oila. So the fact that Kayin's mincha was not accepted, v'al Kayin v'al minchasa eloi shah, is a result of a chait of Kayin. Kayin hadn't killed Hevel yet. That happens after. And yet already, v'al Kayin v'al minchasa eloi shah. V'ayichar l'kayin me'oid. Kayin is very upset, he's very angry, he's depressed. He's a symptom. Kayin, we see, is one who was nichshel in this area. And Hashem tells him, Halayim teitiv se'es, v'yim lo'y se'etiv la'pesach chatas roivetz. Also a pasuk that is used by all the Sforim concerning this pagam. V'eylecha tishukasai, v'yata timshol, but if you want, you can conquer it. No excuse. But Kayin doesn't. And instead he kills Hevel. V'yokam Kayin el Hevel ochev v'yahargehu. And he's cursed. And one of his punishments are nova nod tihiya ba'aretz, that he has to travel from place to place. He cannot stay in one place, which we know that this pagam causes pizur, it causes scattering and dispersion. And now let's take a look at Yisroel. Now that we know that Kayin is nichshal in this area in which we're working on during Shoivavim, Yisroel is the tikkun of Kayin. By Yisroel it says that Yisroel was happy. He's not sad anymore, he's not upset. The Beis Ara in the Stolna says, and many Sforim, many tzaddikim have been credited with saying this, that depression is not an aveira, atzvus, but it leads to the worst aveiras. Joy is not a mitzvah. It does say, idu es Hashem besimcha, but it's not one of the tayag mitzvahs, but it leads to the greatest mitzvah. Being depressed is a terrible thing, and it leads to the worst things. In fact, the chet hanachash, the first chet in history, is what led to depression. When we look for the first time the Torah ever says the word which has in it the root of atzvus, which is depression, it's right after the Chet Eitz Hadas, where the pasuk says, "Har ba'arba itzevaynech v'heyroynech be'etzev teil dibonim be'itzavayin toichalena." Over and over again, the word which has in it the root etzev, which means depression. Chet leads to depression. That's zuhamas hanachosh. That's the impurifications that were brought about as a result of the snake. And that continued with Kayin. The Arizal says that Kayin was part of Zuhamas HaNochosh. Because as the Gemara says, Bo Nochosh al Chava, the Nochosh had relations with Chava, whatever that means. The Hitil Bo Zuhama. And Kayin was from that Zuhama. So Kayin had in him the Zuhamas HaNochosh. So Kayin is depressed.
What is Zuhama?
Impurifications, the impurities. Zuhama means that dirt. Zuhama. The opposite of Tahara. The Gemara says that on Shavuos, when the Jews were standing by Mount Tabor, this week's parasha, Poska Zuhamasan, the impurities were removed. They became pure. So that's the opposite of pure. The opposite of purity is Zuhama. Kayin is from the Zuhamas Hanochosh. So therefore it's no wonder that Kayin had these tendencies. Yisroel, on the other hand, is working on transforming himself, changing his tendencies. So by Yisroel we find, what does the pasuk say? Vayichad Yisroel kol ha-toiv. Here's a word that is only found two other times in the entire Tanakh. Once in Chumash, vayichad. Rashi says it means that he was happy. Vayismach Yisroel. Yet the Torah does not use a simple word of vayismach. Instead it says vayichad. You have it in Tehillim, in Perek Chaf Aleph. Techadehu v'simcha espanecha. Chedva, joy. Yisroel is happy. But yet the pasuk does not use the word which normally it uses for happiness. It says vayichad. So Rashi says another interpretation. That's why Rashi has to come on to a second interpretation. Chazal say Yisroel was upset. Vayichad has the opposite meaning. He was meitzar. He was upset to see what happened to his fellow Egyptians. They were actually, after all, they were his friends. So Nasa besorei chidudin chidudin. He had these goosebumps. It says he was very upset to hear what happened to Mitzrayim. And there's a third interpretation, which the Gemara says, Heavier cherev chado al savoroi. He sharpened the sword. Vayichad comes from chad in Aramaic, which means to sharpen. He sharpened the sword and he gave himself a bris. He circumcised himself. He became a shomer bris. And all these meanings go hand in hand. Yisroel at the beginning is upset. He gives himself a bris and now he's happy. He's not depressed anymore. He was upset when he was Kayin. He was constantly depressed. He was upset when he was Yisroel until here because he was going from one idol to the next. He couldn't find himself. He was upset with himself. He couldn't he wasn't at peace with himself. Now, Vayichad Yisrael Kol HaToyva, which is the Gematria Zuha Mas Hanochash. The Zuha Mas Hanochash has now left him. Yisrael has now been transformed into a totally different individual. And not only that, Yisrael is on the same level as Yosef HaTzadik. Where do we see that? Because of his name, Putiel. Putiel is either Yisrael or Yosef, as Rashi says in Parshas Va'era, that Elozer ben Aharon married from the daughters of Putiel. Who is Putiel? Mizera Yisrael or Mizera Yosef. They're both called Putiel. Would Hashem give the name, would the Torah give the name of someone else other than Yosef? Yosef HaTzadik is called Putiel Shepitbet B'Yitzroi. How could we give a name to Yisroi Putiel, which is the same name that is given to Yosef HaTzadik, unless there has to be a parallel, there has to be a connection? Yosef is a tzadik from his youth. Yisroi is now a tzadik. Yisroi now has purified himself, has rectified himself from the Zuhamas HaNochash. Yisroi is now like Yosef, except the difference is that Yisroi was first a poigain brisa. Yisrael was first Kayin. Yisrael was first a wanderer from one church to the next, from one religion to the next, until he finally finds himself. The Pasuk tells us concerning Yosef, Ateshev be'eson kashtoi. Eson. Eson means literally a hard rock, a solid, strong substance. It's called Eson, like we have Nachal Eson. The Avos are called Esonim. That's why Tishrei is called Yeracho Esonim, because it says that in that month, the Avos were born. Why is Yosef referred to as Eson? Because he had to stand up to Eshes Potiphar, like a hard rock, like Vateshev be'Eson Kashtai. He had to strengthen himself and not give in to her advances. Vateshev be'Eson Kashtai. Where else do we find Eson? By Yisrael. When Bilam, it says, sees the Bnei Keni, Vayaris HaKeni, Vayusim Mesholei Vayoyimah, what does Bilam say? Eison Moishavecha V'sim Basel HaKinecha. It says that Bilam marveled over the fact that Yisroi joined the Jewish people. He said, I remember you, you were with me, we were together when Paroi ordered, Kol HaBein HaYiloid HaYoyret HaShlichuhu, I was there with you when Paroi wanted to cast all the infants into the water. And you ran away. Yisrael ran away. And Yisrael joins Klal Yisrael, and Yisrael is referred to here as Eson, the same expression used by Yosef HaTzadik. Vateshev be'Eson kashtoi, Eson moishavecha. Yisrael is no longer Kayin. Yisrael has rectified himself. Yisrael has gone through the tikkun of Shoivavim.
Is this the point where he becomes Jewish? Here
is where he becomes Jewish. The other interpretation of Vayichad is Vayihad. The Ches is interchangeable with a Hey. Yehudi. He becomes a Jew, a Yehudi, a Maida B'chalat Torah Kula. He's now giving up all the idols that he ever worshipped. He admits now, Ata Yodati Ki Godel Hashem Mikolo Elohim Ki Badov Rashi Zadu Aleihem. Now I know that there's only one God and that he conducts his world in a justifiable manner with Mida Keneged Mida. Here we see the opposite of when he was Kayin. Kayin said, Leis Din V'Leis Dayin. Kayin said, that is not a fair world. Ki Yodua, that those who are Nichshol, always have tainus on the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem does this, Hashem is always angry. They're upset with themselves, they're upset with the whole world, they're upset with God. That's what Kayin was. Kayin was upset with himself, he had no peace, he had no inner peace, he couldn't get along with his brother, and he couldn't get along with Hashem. So he blames everything on Hashem. Less than the less dying. There's no justice in this world. Yes, Hashem created the world, but the world runs on its own, and Chas V'Shalom, this coincidence, exactly what Amalek says, Asher Korcha. And that's what Yisrael saw. Yisrael saw Melchemes HaMolech. We asked before, what did that have to do with Yisrael joining Klal Yisrael? Yisrael saw that Moshe, Yehoshua, the entire Klal Yisrael went to battle HaMolech to fight off the concept of Asher Korcha. Which Asher Korcha, as we mentioned last week, which means literally that they encountered them. Korcha comes from the word Keri, that HaMolech wants to instill in Klal Yisrael this Tuma, which also means coincidence, Im Telchu Imi Keri. Because those unfortunately who fall in this area would rather attribute everything to coincidence. In this way you can do whatever you want. You think there's really Hashgacha, you think Hashem really sees what we do. Those who are Shoymer Bris are zeichet to see the Hashgacha Pratis. That's why Yisroi, Vayichad Yisroi al kol ha-toivah is begematria asher karcha. Now that Yisroi rejoices, now that Yisroi sees that everything is b'hashgacha, there is no coincidence. There is mida keneged mida. He sees it in his own life. He was there when Paroi said, kol ha-bein ha-yil et ha-yoret ha-shlichu. And now we heard how the Mitzrayim drowned in the river. He heard about Kriyas Yamsuf. And Amalek, Asher Karcha, what are you talking about, Amalek? You're telling me that it was a coincidence? I was there, I saw, I was part of that plot. I was one of the advisors. I fled, I ran away. Yisrael gave up his job of being the top advisor to Paro. His reward is, he's the only one that gives advice to Moshe Rabbeinu. He becomes the advisor of Moshe Rabbeinu to the point that later Moshe Rabbeinu, when Parshas Bahalayischa, begs him not to leave. He says, you're our advisor, you'll continue to advise us. We don't want you to go away. Why are you going away? What's really interesting is that Yisroi is the great-grandfather of Eliyahu HaNavi, because Pinchas, according to many opinions in Chazal, Pinchas ze Eliyahu. And what does the pasuk say? Ve'elozeh ben Aharon lokach lemi benois putiyeh eloi le'isha v'atelet loyas Pinchas. Pinchas is the son of Elozeh. Elozeh married from the daughters of Yisroi. So Yisroi's grandchild is Eliyahu Malach HaBris, the one who comes to every bris. Him in the nois family is Brisi Shalom. Eliyahu is associated with Shmiras HaBris. Eliyahu attends every bris. Eliyahu is a grandchild of Yisroi who became a Shoyim HaBris, who transformed his connection to Kayin, totally turning himself around, becoming Yisroi, which is from the word Yeser, Yisroi, which means to add. Yiter Parsha Achas B'Torah, Hosafa B'Torah, which is what Torah Shebal Peh is all about. As we mentioned last week, Mishnayos, Gemara, Torah Shebal Peh is a tikkun for this chet. Shoivim is B'Gematria Shas. Shisha Sidre, Shisha Sidar. This is the Midah HaShishas, the Midah of Yosef, the Midah of Yisoid is the sixth of the seven Midahs. The Medrash in Vayikra says, Ein HaGolios Miskansois Ela B'Schus HaMishnayos, that Golos, the Golios, the exiles will be gathered in the Schus of learning Mishnayos. And the Medrash brings the Pasuk in Navi, Ki Yitonu Bagoyim Ata Akabetzeim. Yitonu, which comes from the words Tonu, Tonu Rabbana, when Klal Yisrael will learn Mishnayos, Gemara, Mishnayos, is based on the Shishas Dorim. Ata Akabetzeim, I will gather them. Which kibbutz, we know, is what's used concerning the tikkun of this pagam, Makabetz Nitche Amo Yisrael, which was supposed to have in mind in the bracha of Tekabashoy for Godel. Yisrael brought Hosafa to Torah, an extra portion of Torah we have here in Parashas Yisrael, Ata Sechazeh. It's interesting, too, that Yisrael and Yosef both really mean the same thing. Yosef means to add. And Yiter, Yisroi, means to add. A letter was added to his name, the letter Vav. Vav is six. The Midah HaShishas. And Yiter Parsha Achas B'Torah. In the Parsha where we learn about Matan Torah. And why is Yisroi Zoicha that this Parsha, which has in it the purpose of creation, the purpose of why Hashem created the world, which is in order that we receive the Torah, should be named after him, is because the way to receive the Torah, the way for a person to learn Torah, and that the Torah should be retained, that we should be able to remember it and should become part of it, part of us, is only through Tahara. There has to be Tahara first. Otherwise, the Pasuk says, V'la Rosha Omar Alekim, Malach Olasaper Chukai, Batisa Brisi Aleficha. Ushmartem Es Berisi, says the Pasuk here in this week's parasha. V'hiyisam Li Sgula Mikol Ha'amim, says the Baal HaTurim, the last letters, V'hiyisam Li Sgula Mikol Ha'amim, is Mila. There has to be Ushmatim as Berisi v'hiyisam li segulim mikolhanu, which is Bris HaLoshoin and Bris HaMor, in order for the Torah to remain, in order for the Torah to be able to be learned. Torah is not something that, it's not a subject. It's not just another book on the shelf. There has to be Tahara. We see here the preparations that were made. Al Tikshu El Isha Shloishas Yomim, going to the mikveh, the entire Parsha here of Matan Torah tells us of the preparations that Klal Yisrael had to go through in order to be able to receive the Torah. This is besides the Sefira, and besides what they went through during the weeks as they left Mitzrayim. And the purpose is Shalom, peace. That's how you could tell if a person is a Shoyim Bris. A Shoyim Bris is at peace with everyone. Poygeim is not. Kayin could not get along with Hevel. Yisroi is now a man of peace. Yisrael is making peace with Moshe. Yisrael, who is Kayin, is making peace with Hevel, who is Moshe Rabbeinu. To the point that the last word of Yisrael in this parasha is Shalom. The Gam Kol Ha'am Azeh Al Mekoyma Yavoy B'Shalom. That's when he finishes his advice to Moshe Rabbeinu, that everyone will find their place, everyone will be at peace with one another. Yisrael is now at peace with himself, which he never was till now. When he was Kayin, he wasn't. And even before, as Yisrael, he wasn't, until he finds the truth here. As we mentioned before, this chet is called Avoin, Ayin Vav Nun. That same, the same three letters, Avoin, if we turn it around, you get Anav. Anav is a humble person. Hevel. Hevel means nothing. Hevel considered himself nothing. Kayin. Kayin thought he was the greatest. Kayin is about Gaiva, and this chet is rooted in Gaiva, where a person wants gratification all the time. That's Avain. The tikkun for it is Anav, to humble oneself. That's what Yisrael is doing here. Yisrael is humbling himself. Yisrael is much older than Moshe Rabbeinu. Yisrael is definitely over 100 years old here, if one makes the calculation. And Yisrael goes to the desert. Yisrael humbles himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. When Yisrael prides himself, he's no longer Kohen Midyan. He is now Chosein Moshe. Kohen Midyan is begematria Godol Avoini, those words that Kayin used. Midyan from the word Modain Umeriva, which means fighting and not being able to get along, anger. Kohen Midyan, Yisrael, who was the Kohen of Midyan, is now Chosein Moshe. He's now the father-in-law of Moshe. He turned himself around. Kohen Midyan is begematria Venahapoichu. He's a different person. And we learned this Tu B'Shvat time. Tu B'Shvat, which was today, is the change in time that occurs now. We go now from Midas HaDin, from Midyan, to Midas HaRachamim. The Midas HaDin of Teves ends Tu B'Shvat. From Tu B'Shvat on, we enter into glorious and joyous times. The Simcha starts today. We have 30 days now to Chodesh, to Purim Katan. Adar is coming. Mishanichnas Adar Marben B'Simcha. We can be happy now. When a person rectifies this chait, he can be happy. Vayichad Yisrael. Now there's Simcha. Yismach. Yismach is the letters Mashiach. Mashiach comes. Mashiach is going to bring happiness to the world. Mashiach is going to bring the Tikkun HaSholem, especially in this area. There's true Simcha. In fact, that pasuk in Tehillim Chaf Aleph with the root Vayicha, Tichadehu V'Simcha Esponecha, is referring to Mashiach, as Rashi says there in Tehillim. Because when Mashiach, which is the same letters as Yismach, comes, we have Simcha, we have joy. And that's why we're learning this now in these weeks when we are transforming ourselves, when we're working on our midos, when we're working on our tikkunim during this time, each in his way, to change ourselves from Kohen Midyan to Chosein Moshe. The Nahapaychu, especially now when it's already Tu B'Shvat. What happens on Tu B'Shvat? On Tu B'Shvat, the Gemara says the sap begins to flow through the trees. The sap in Hebrew is called Sorof. Sorof. Sorof is begamatria koil demei achicha tsoyakim elai, which was what Hashem told Kayin as a result of Kayin's chet. The Sorof is now being oile be'ilon. The chet is being rectified. Ilon, as the Svarim tell us, is begamatria yudke vavke alef dalet nun yud, havaya adna. That we take all the urges and we are mahapich and we channel them in the right direction. That's loving Hashem with the Yetzahara. The Sorof is oile be'ilon. There's Tchias HaMesim happening now. The trees are becoming alive, especially in Eretz Yisrael, even though we don't see it here, but we're all connected. In Eretz Yisrael now, it's the Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos. Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonos is Begematria Lishuascha Kivisi Hashem. The Yeshua is starting now. We feel already the Ha'orah of Purim. This year we have two Purims. We have Purim Katan and Purim Gadol. And the great Purim, because this is a Purim Meshulash, a Purim that has 3 days in Eretz Yisrael, and hopefully we'll all be there then. The real Purim is the Purim when it falls out on Friday, as the Svarim say, the way it is this year. Friday, Shabbos, and then Sunday, the Seuda in Eretz Yisrael, the Seuda is on Shabbos, is on Sunday, even here. We there are those who dress big day Shabbos on Sunday, even though we don't keep to the Seuda on Sunday, but we are connected to Eretz Yisrael. The Simcha of Purim, which of course leads to Pesach, all starts already on Tu B'Shvat. Tu B'Shvat, you already feel the change. It's the Tchias HaMesim of time. The trees are becoming alive again. If the trees are becoming alive again, we are becoming alive. The trees are beginning to become soft. Till now they were rigid, stiff, dead. Now they're moving. At the end of the parasha, we read, Vayar ha'am vayonu'u. The people saw the koilos by Har Sinai, and they began to shake. Vayonu'u. Says Rashi, the word noya, nun ayin vav, means sweating. Ein noya elavashun zia. They were sweating and they were shaking. So the Baal HaTurim tells us here, it's based on a Zohar, that a Jew, it says, is supposed to shake when you learn. So if you notice, people when they learn, they shake. When they daven, they shake. Goyim don't. Goyim don't do that. You'll never see a goy shake when he's reading Shakespeare. they don't. When they pray, they don't either. Jews shake. And not because we are nervous. It's a Jewish trait. The Arizal says that that's a tikkun for that chait. To shake, to be excited when you learn, when you daven, and to sweat. Zeh shel mitzvah. And the root for this word, noya, nun ayin vav, is again that word avoin. Ayin vav nun, onav. The tikkun for avoin is vayonu. Vayar ha'om vayonu, vayamdu mei rochay, because begamatri v'yas ruach ha'tumah a'avir. We get rid of the tumah through the shaking, through the zeh shel mitzvah. Using the excitement, channeling it in the right direction. That the yetzer hara is to be used in a good way. Those urges can be channeled to Torah and mitzvahs. It's not dead. It's used for bad, unfortunately. But those urges, those drives, can be channeled to v'yahavta es Hashem elokecha b'chol levavcha b'shnei yitzarecha b'yetzer tov v'yetzer hara. That's exactly why they were created. So in this parasha where Yisrael receives a tikkun, where Yisrael reaches the yovel, Yisrael reaches his source, Yisrael now turns into a shomer bris, Yisrael, who is zoicha that from his children there are those sitting in the lishkas hagazis, as the Gemara says, mi bnei bonav shel Yisrael yoshvu b'lishkas hagazis, they became the yoyatsim of Klal Yisrael, the advisors of Klal Yisrael. According to one opinion, Rabbi Akiva, who was the av of Torah Shebal Peh, which is a tikkun for the Schait, Rabbi Akiva is a descendant of Yisrael. Mi bnei bonav shel Sisra, and some say that's Rabbi Akiva, which Sisra, with Eishes Yoel Eishes Chever Akeni is Yisroi. Not going into that, but from Yisroi, according to this, is Rabbi Akiva. And it's interesting that the Gemara that talks to us about Matan Torah in Shas, which is in Shabbos, is in Perek of Rabbi Akiva. The ninth Perek of Shabbos starts Rabbi Akiva Omer, just as Matan Torah here is in Parshas Yisroi, the Ger, which a ger is a hoysofer. Klal Yisrael are supposed to have a certain number. And the gerim, those are those who, the additions. Yisrael is an addition to Klal Yisrael. Just like Torah Shebal Peh is the part of Torah that we add. The hoysofer, the afoshel, there's no end to it. Aruchame eretz mida uruchave miniyam. Torah Shebek Sav has a certain amount. There's a certain amount of psukim, not allowed to add, not allowed to subtract. Torah Shebal Peh does not have a number. Torah Shebal Peh is endless. And the idea of Torah Shebal Peh is to add in its learning, to increase, to constantly be mechadesh, which is the opposite of this chet, which this chet causes the opposite. It causes the opposite of adding, it's decreasing. It's hashchasa. And that's how we end the parasha. We end the parasha with the fact that we're not allowed to put metal on the mizbeach. The mizbeach is used to make peace between Ben Yisrael and Aviyam Shabashamayim. The purpose of the mizbeach is shalom. Barzel, which is a weapon which is used to kill, to murder, which is the midah of Kayin, is not allowed on the Mizbeach. This is told to us in this parasha of Yisrael, just as Lo Sirtzach, the sixth mitzvah of the Aseres HaDibra, is also in this parasha, in the parasha of Yisrael, who was the first Reitzeach. Kayin is the first Reitzeach, and now in the parasha of Yisrael, we read Lo Sirtzach, that you're not allowed to kill. And how do we end the Aseres HaDibra? With Lo Sachmoid. Strange. We start off with Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the great mitzvah of Emunah b'Hashem. We end off with something which sounds very petty, Loisachmoid. Loisachmoid beis reyecha, Loisachmoid eshes reyecha. A person who's gone through the Aseres HaDibros, you have to tell him Loisachmoid. Loisachmoid is connected to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. A person who truly believes, a person who knows that everything comes from Hashem, is not jealous. It doesn't bother him if someone else has something which he doesn't have, because he knows that that's what Hashem wants. That was Kayin's problem. Kayin's problem was because he lacked in the recognition of Hashgachas Hashem. And he said, Leis din v'leis dayin, and it's not a fair world. And my carbon was not accepted, and Hevel's was. And Hevel was born with a triplet, and I'm only born with a twin. So this is not a fair God. He lacked in his Anoichi Hashem Aleikecha. And so he violated Lois Sirtzach, and he violated Lois Sachmoid, and he violated Kabin Esabicha V'Yesimecha because he killed his parents' child. And he violated Lois Sinuf because he took that triplet, and Lois Signoif, he stole her away from Hevel. Practically all the Aseres Hadibrois, Kayin violates. And in Pashas Yisrael, the Tikkun of Kayin, we are taught the Aseres Hadibrois. Dafka in the Pasha of Yisrael. And the lesson is, that we learn from Yisroel, no matter what a person ever did in his life, there's always hope. Tshuva always helps, no matter what age a person is. Yisroel is over 100 years old, and now he is zeichet to his tikkun. He rectifies himself, he's no longer Kayin, v'chever ha'keni nifrad mikayin. He no longer has the midos of Kayin. He's no longer a Ritzayach, he's now a man of peace. He humbles himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, he returns Tzipora, who is that to Uma Yisera. And so can we. Every one of us can be zeicha to hear the shofar. Yisrael heard the shofar, especially according to the opinion that he came before the Torah was given. So Yisrael heard the shofar, which the first time ever in Chumash, the word shofar is mentioned here. And the shofar, as we know, has the power to change a person totally. Charada, it brings a person to tremble. As it says, Vayecharat kol ha'am, charada misalekes es hadonim, the Mishnah says. That Charada has the power to remove the blood. The Mishnah is talking about Nida. But the Svarim say Charada misalekes es hadonim means Charada removes the taivus. The Shofar has the power to wake up a person and change him totally. The Shofar changed Yisroel. Shofar is begamatria koil demei achicha tzoyak emelai. The tikkun for this chet is in the, as we say it in the Tekaba Shofar Godel Lechei Ruseinu, v'soneis lekabetz, v'kabetzeinu yachad. Yachad, which is the Vayichad Yisra, Yachad, to join together with others. It's Dafkam when we join together with others, when we're able to get along with others. Vayichad Yisra, Yisra was able to join with other people, which he could not do when he was Kayim. He was a Nifrat. He was a hermit. And that's why he sinned. Now Yisra is joining Klal Yisrael, is now part of Klal Yisrael, is now a parsha in Chumash, the 17th, which 17 is Toiv. Toiv is Shmiras HaBris. The 17th parsha of Chumash is Parshas Yisroel. The parsha that ends with the greatness of Shalom, the greatness of peace. That's why Leisivna Esen Gozes, Ki Chabacha, and after Aleha Vatachal Aleha, they would be Zoycha to utilize these days of Shoivavim and be Zoycha to the Kabbalah HaTorah. And the Kabbalah HaTorah that Mashiach will reveal to us, the secrets of the Torah Chadosh Mayiti Teitzei, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, that will be revealed to us by Mashiach, Oisius Yismach, and they will be Zeichet to Bias Eliyahu Hanavi, a descendant of Yisroel, Sheyevaser Lanu, Besoyrus Toivus Yeshuas V'Nachamos, and may we all only hear good news, and no matter what we hear, what that's going on in the stock market, may we all have Parnasa B'Harchava and not be affected by what we hear, but be Zeichet only to hear good things.